Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, welcome everyone tonight. We're doing our spiritual intervention part two, I'm going to have a lot to say. And I have the lovely Maya Moon with me, and I believe our Stars Priestess Candy is in the room. Yes, she is indeed. And she just said good day to you. This is a topic that's close to my heart. I think anything like that is for me. I think I'll let you start, Maya, and I know you're probably going to watch your voice tonight, so we will be careful of that, but I think I'll let you just do the beginning of this, okay?
Okay. Well, it's great to be here, as always. It's always a pleasure, and I always enjoy it, and I'm so glad to be here, and I want to say hello to all the listeners, whether you're new. I know if you are new, you'll really enjoy it, and if you have been with us for a while, it's a privilege, really. It really is a privilege and honor, and I just want to say that I have a lot of gratitude to be able to share. Everything that I share comes from my guides. I've done some learning in other venues, but most of the information I get, and that I was going to make a couple of points, and I won't go into a lot of detail with those, but I'll just start out by saying that one of the things that I was thinking about when we get deeper into spiritual intervention, and week one we talked about kind of the basics, and for those of you that missed it, remember you can go to Stars with a Z homepage and click on the blog talk link, and that will take you, and you can listen to any of the recorded shows. All shows are recorded. And so don't think, oh, gosh, I missed it. You know, now I have, you know, no way. They're all recorded, so you can access not just last week's but other ones as well. But one of the things I was thinking is that in working with clients, that is a lot of what is going on in my case professionally, is that my guides are doing a spiritual intervention via me. I'm the messenger, and we're doing a spiritual intervention, but they're providing the data or the information or what needs to be shifted or altered with the energy or what needs to be changed. So I thought about that and how that works, and I'll talk a little bit more about that and about how we can. And I know we touched on this last time, but we might have time to go into it more, that, you know, anything that we want to change, we can do that consciously by manifesting or focusing or concentrating our energy for that outcome or that purpose. And a spiritual intervention would be just to reconnect spiritually. And I believe that our spiritual being is the highest part of our being, and it's also the purest. And so, therefore, access to that, I believe, opens up, you know, I see it as this a pyramid. I mean, literally, the visions that I'm shown or the images is a pyramid and a door. And then at the top of that, if you can imagine like a rainbow of colors and a feeling of just the most perfect day in every way imaginable, that's how it feels to me, the energy of what our true spiritual our spirit, our soul, whichever you want to call it. To me, they're interchangeable. But I believe that for some reason, even those people that are spiritual and are very aware of their spirituality, they don't always stop to think about using that to intervene and to reconnect themselves for balancing, for healing, for grounding, for getting through life's challenges. So there's so much. Every day I wake up and I feel amazed when I think about what our spirit, our soul can do. So with that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you, Natalie, because I know you've got a lot that you would like to share with everyone this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've talked about my friend and how sick she's been, and I was aware the mid part of last week that things were really changing for her. So I decided, I waited to talk to my goddaughter to see how she felt about it, about me going there. So anyways, my son and I went. I got permission from my girlfriend, even though she couldn't talk, but she knew, and from my goddaughter. And that's all I needed. I was on a mission, and from Stars, Maya, Moon, the whole thing of it was to go. I was to go. So, you know, it was last minute. We left Saturday morning, and we got back last night, well, actually early this morning. But talk about the way spirit works and the way God works is that the whole weekend was so, you could call it magical. I mean, everything played out, but I recognized it. And I think it's because of why I went there. I went there to be with her at her last moment. I mean, this is a friend that I've had for 58 years. And I just felt the urgency. So, and my son went with me because I was petrified of switching flights. And I'm so glad. I could tell you about the horror story. I'm so glad he was there. But he was kind of like something that could hold me up just in case I fell apart. But I did not. So I got to her home, and, my goddaughter went in and to see if everything was all okay. And just, you know, I waited back, and then I went in with her. And I stood beside her and sat on the bed, and I started talking to her. Now, she probably could hear me, but she was not moving at all. She was close to the end, and I knew it, and my son knew it. My son didn't go in with me right away. So I sat there and I talked and I kind of reminisced about all the things that we did. And, you know, I said that I always used to carry her bags. And I said that I would still carry her bags. No worries about that. And I would take good care of my goddaughter because that's what she wanted. And I was probably with her maybe 10, 12 minutes, right? Just talking to her, reminiscing, telling her all the people that she's going to see. And this was going to be really good for her. And then my son comes in. Now, the husband and my goddaughter stayed out. They were outside in the kitchen. So that was okay. I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid at all. I was, like I said, on a mission to accomplish something and to be there maybe at her final moment. And so, you know, we talked a little more, and I kept, you know, I was looking at her and watching, and, you know, I felt her pulse, and it was getting very, very faint. So I said to my son, I think you need to go get them and tell them to come in if they want to be here. I mean, I don't know what I felt like. I felt like I was in charge, Maya. It was like there was this door closed, even though the door wasn't closed. I just thought of it, that nobody else could come in. I was to be there, and my son, of course, with me. So anyways, my goddaughter did not want to come in, and her husband didn't come in. So I thought, okay. So I stayed on the bed. My son touched her hand on the other side. He walked behind me. He put his arms around me. And I said to him, I think it's now. And at that moment, she just gave one more breath, and I was there. And now it's tough for me to talk about it. But I think it was a special moment. I was there when she made her transition. I held her hand. I talked to her. But, you know, in my heart, I know she was waiting for me all the time anyways. I mean, I just knew it. Maya Moon, you knew it. Stars Rainbow Rose knew it. As a matter of fact, she channeled her, and she told me that I needed to get there now. And it was the encouragement that I got from my mediums that are so gifted that I got there and in time to say things that I wanted to say. And my son said to me, he said, Mom, you are just amazing. I said, why? He said, because look what you've just done. You have allowed her to have somebody that she loves near her. I mean, my goddaughter was just afraid, and I don't know what went on with her husband except that I knew I was supposed to be there, and it was kind of like I didn't really, the only one that mattered to me was my goddaughter and my son. Everybody else was just in the surroundings. And it was a very special moment, and I stayed with her. I stayed with her the whole time. I did not leave the room. I walked to the doorway to say, you know, you guys might want to come in. And then when it was really close to the end, and I knew exactly, and to be chosen to do that, mind you. Now, I lived, you know, she's in Michigan, and I'm in South Carolina. It's quite a ways, 15 hours. And to be chosen to be there at that right moment in time, you can't imagine how special that was. If you can ever be called to do that, I think I was called to do that. It just makes you feel so good that you're holding this person's hand as she's being lifted up. And I stayed with her even after, and you know, the others were coming in, but I can't tell you, Maya, how it made me feel. And I really didn't cry. I started to cry talking just a bit ago, but it's just so meaningful. So if you ever get the chance to do that, I don't know what kind of intervention that was. Well, I think the intervention was me. I was not going to be stopped to be with her. I was driven. I didn't even think about it. I just knew. And the whole weekend was special for me. Everybody, of course, I talk to everybody, as everybody knows I do. You know, it can be the people on the plane, whatever. But, I mean, things just happened in a way that I wasn't under stress at all. Like, you know, the plane was late for the one, but they waited for us. And I'm at the gate, and there's nobody there. My son said, oh, God, maybe they took off. And the lady looked at me, and she said, did you really think we were going to leave without you? And it was just everything that I took notice of, people that I sat next to. Two beautiful spiritual people, and I was sitting in the center of them, and they wanted to know if I was in Detroit. You know how you start talking to people. And they both grabbed my hand because I told them, and they both looked at me and squeezed my hand, and the one lady on the right, she said, you are really something. And I said, well, I just felt I was supposed to do it. That was it. I got the advice of two people that I trust, and of course my goddaughter. And I'll tell you, when we got there, she didn't let me go. I mean, she was around me, and she told my son and myself, she said, I could never have made it without you. Now, mind you, she would have had other people there. She had a cousin there and her stepfather, and that was about it that was at the house. But I mean, that's been put into me now that I did something so wonderful like that. And I miss her. I miss the texts that we would do every day and the phone calls every other day and that. But I think that was really something to be. I was chosen to do that. That was part of my, you could call it my Akashic record. I was supposed to do this. And I handled it like I don't know how I handled it. I mean, I wasn't upset. I didn't cry. I didn't cry once while I was there. Because I think when you see someone like that, you just know that enough is enough and it's time. And I was kind of laughing when I was talking to her, and my son said, yeah, you're going to get to see my dad. He's probably going over to my Nona's, that means grandma in Italian, and having chicken dinner on Sunday. Maybe he'll get invited. You know, we did that between the two of us, and then she didn't squeeze my hand or anything because she was really almost gone anyways by the time I got there. But I was there and held her hand, and it's just the most spiritual thing you could ever imagine. I don't know how many I'll ever get to do that. So, what do you think, Maya? I think it was good. I'm sorry, I almost started to cry, but I'm allowed. Oh, well. And, you know, when the plane was late, we get on the plane, and I thank the flight attendants and the pilots for waiting. I'd be running down the runway, right? And so everybody was seated. Oh, my God, it was like appearing in front of an audience. And I just said, yep, we did it. We caused the plane to be late. We're sorry. And they were just high-fiving us, and they were just saying, no problem. What seat are you in? I mean, everybody was, see how it turned out? Everybody was willing to help. Now, there was one thing that I did do at the airport that I didn't tell Maya. I had to go to the restroom, and there was this lady in a wheelchair, and her son was behind her, what looked to be her son. And I saw her try to get up, and she was at the entrance, and I walked up to him, and I said, does she need any help? I'll be happy to help her. And he said, no, and he looked at me, and he said, you're like a little angel. And it was just the way the weekend went, the whole thing, even talking to the general manager at the hotel. And, I mean, it was just, it was a beautiful weekend, even though I went there for a time when you don't really celebrate, but maybe you really do. They all talked to me and asked me, and they grabbed my hand, give me hugs. And I thought about it today, about all the things that people that I interacted with, and what really happened. And I can see that was a very special weekend for me and my son. And, of course, I was so happy that he was with me. And, you know, my goddaughter calls him her godbrother. He called her, and she said, oh, my godbrother's on the phone. It's just the cutest thing to hear her say that. And she's his god sister. And people were just so great that I didn't even know, strangers. But these people were spiritual. The two women that I sat between, and I was way far from my son, and I thought, oh, this is not going to be good, right? I'm expecting something. Well, this is going to be a dead 2 hours for me. Like, you know, I'm not, what am I going to do? But you could see movies and everything on this flight. It was huge. The plane was huge. But they were both very spiritual in their own right. And, I mean, just little things that I paid attention to. We had little bags of pretzels, and the lady next to me, she was a big, big woman, you know. She wasn't like me. And she saw me eating mine, and she said, will you like mine? And I said, well, I guess. And she said, you need it a lot more than I do. And then the other plane that we were on, the slave was standing there. They're putting their luggage up on top. See, I took note of all of these special things that happened to me because I was made aware. And this lady looked up, and she says, you know, I think you could about fit in one of those. And she had everybody around us laughing because I could have. I could have fit in there. I mean, it was one of those really big long ones because it was a big plane. And it was something because I took note of every little thing, or I was made to be aware, and I want to keep being aware like that. It was a very magical weekend for me, very spiritual weekend for me. And I guess you could say I did some intervention. I went, even though one of the people there really didn't want me to be there, but I went anyways. I was on a mission, and there wasn't anything going to stop me. I was going to be there for my friend, and I was. And the rest of the weekend went good, you know. I was with my goddaughter, and I think that there was some intervention, don't you think, Maya?
Yes. We'll say that, you know, first we have divine, and we might just call that divine. We may say that's God or creator that orchestrated, this would be my take on it. So they orchestrated this, as well as your friend's spiritual energy also orchestrated so that the timing would be okay. And so there was an intervention. Her energy was doing an intervention, and then divine or creator was intervening so that this was going to be possible. And then when you got there and you were able to do this with grace and do it in a way that would be the best for your friend, as opposed to, maybe her daughter or someone who would have been just falling apart, which often happens. If we try to take our emotions out of it for a moment and look at the way we send someone, you know, even though they can own their own space and energy as they, you know, as they cross or you know, they are transported.
Or ascend, whatever you want to say, exactly.
Yes. Or they ascend, that's right. You know, still there's always that influence, and it would seem to me that the influence of and the energy of someone, you know, please don't go crying and all that would have made it difficult. And I know a lot of times when there's a situation like if there's hospice or, you know, they pretty much know that it's the end, they can tell too when someone becomes stressed, even if they're not able to, you know, they're aware, but they're not able to talk like you and I are talking. But, you know, their heart rate goes up, their blood pressure, so they can still feel stressed. They can still hear and so on. So you then were able to do a spiritual intervention on her part, and it could very well be that, you know, for all we know, and that's not to make any judgments, but the feeling that I'm shown and given is that for whatever reason, the husband would not have just been the right choice, and then the daughter, your goddaughter, it may have been too much, and so she wouldn't have been able to let her go with light and with love the way that you were able to do. So you definitely did that. So you did that. That was your part of a spiritual intervention. And then you could even take it, I would say, a step further and continue on by saying that by doing that, which we had talked about last time and on other topics and subjects, when we do an intervention or when we do something just for the pure, the sake of assisting another with whatever it is that their need be at the time, and in this case it was a pretty big deal, we're given and blessed with an amazing gift. And your gift was a lot of people saw, you know, from the comments that you got, saw something special. And not to say that you're not going to feel sad or emotional about it, but rather than come away from it and see it as this terrible loss and grieving experience, you saw it as a gift and a blessing and an amazing, just really spiritual phenomena that you were able to be there and be a part of something that's so much bigger, because that when we transcend like that, when we make that cross over to be there at that actual moment, I really feel, I mean, that is, like you said, it was powerful. I think you used the word magic or magical.
Yeah. I carried it all weekend long. I must have emanated something. People, instead of sadness. And even today, you know, my friend Diane came over in the morning and she said, well, how do you feel? I said, I feel great. She says, I have such goosebumps. Every time I get around you, I get this feeling. And I think it opens something up for me, because there's just so many possibilities. And, you know, we all know what I went through, but mine was different. And I think Barbara, my friend, had a hand in all of this. She helped me set it up. She made sure that I was there. As a matter of fact, the other medium, Stars Rainbow Rose, called me before I left, and she didn't even say hello. She said, you need to go now. That's what she said to me. I said, what are you talking about? She said, you need to go. She wants you there. Go. And, you know, it's not even a psychic ability kind of thing. It's beyond all that. I kept helping people and talking to people, and they kept giving me hugs, and it's almost like they were gravitating to me, like I did something so miraculous, but I didn't do anything miraculous. I just used everything of my being and to get there. And, you know, on the plane, believe it or not, when we got on the plane, they had to change the circuits, and they had to reboot everything, so we didn't leave when we were supposed to leave. And my son said to me, he said, oh, my God, if we would have been on that plane longer, you wouldn't have got there in time. I said, I looked at him, I said, oh, yes, I would have. She would have waited. She knew I was coming, because I kept telling her, I will be there. I will be there. You just wait for me. And she did. And How many people get that happen to them in their lives at that right moment in time? And my son said he was just so proud of me. You should have seen how he looked. He said, "I can't believe what you just did." And I said, "Well, I want her to be happy, and I know she's going to be happy where she's going." And it's just tough, too tough. It's enough. It's really enough. And sometimes patients know that too. I think they just get tired, and so. But she's always with me and always in my heart. And I got some pieces of jewelry from my goddaughter, which was a complete surprise. Something that she wears, and now I have it because it was my friend's, and just beautiful things that I was touched with. And I met all of my goddaughter's friends, most of them that she's talked to me about. And the one gal, she said to me when my goddaughter left the room, she said, "She really loves you." And I said, "Well, I know she does." She says, "No, you don't know. She really loves you." She said, "She talks about you every day." So the role of being a godmother has taken on, and for some, it's just a title. For me, yeah, it's much more than that. You know, it's and that's what my friend said to me. I know she'll always have you, and yes. And I told her before I left, I told my goddaughter, I said, "I'm only a phone call away." I said, "Now, I can't be your mother, but I can certainly be here for you in no matter what you're doing in your life, no matter what's going on." And because, believe it or not, she really is close to me, and we're so much alike. And, you know, Maya, you know how I love giraffes. Well, in her living room,
yes,
she's got this humongous giraffe sitting there. It must be 4 feet high. And I didn't know it. And I walked over and I said, "When did you get this?" She says, "Oh, my grandmother bought it for me," who I knew also. And she said, "Why?" I said, "Do you know that's my most favorite animal? And I like lions also." And she said, "No." And then we started talking about all the things that are similar. She said, "I always thought I was your daughter, not my mom's." Because we're so similar in things, you know. But this will be truly a role for me, not a surrogate, but just a godmother, a mother, you know, assigned by God. That's how I feel. And just to be there. And I'm sure she'll visit. I'm counting on it. I know she will. But that was my intervention for the weekend. And to hear my son say that to me was just so wonderful because I could see it in his eyes. I could see it
right
in his eyes. And I wasn't afraid, and he was amazed. He said, "But you know what, Mom?" He says, "I've always thought, and I never told you this, I've always thought that, you know, you are really tough. That's why Jada calls you, my granddaughter calls me Grambo." He said, "You really are. When you have to be strong, you are. You dig really deep, and you are." And I said, "Well, I think I was just guided by God myself. It was just all divine intervention, too. It was... but I will never forget it, and it was very beautiful, and it was, the whole weekend was very, very special, and no hitches, no nothing, except that flight going home. Oh, my God, we had to switch planes. I won't even tell you about that. That was don't ever do a layover unless the next gate is really close to you, and you find out ahead of time because it was not fun, but I think that's probably why I'm kind of tired today, because yesterday coming home was very stressful. But yet it was good, you know. I feel uplifted. I feel like I can do anything. And maybe the weekend was partly for me also to show me something that
right.
I didn't realize maybe that I had or I could do. I don't know. I could do almost anything. I really could. And to do that. And so yeah, I'm feeling really good with it. And I think it's a good way to talk about spiritual intervention and divine. And I'll tell you, God made sure I got there in time. He really did. And with a few minutes to spare so I could talk to her. And I was laughing, you know, because we used to do all these things. And I was reminiscing and, you know, about the things that we did. Because since seventh grade, her and I, we used to hang around together. And it was just, that was the good part about it. I enjoyed doing that. And my son said to me, "You just kept talking and talking to her." I said, "Well, I had to tell her things. I had to let her know." And I also told her near the end when her pulse was faint, I said, "It's time for you to go. I said, really, I'll take care of my godchild, and you don't have to ever worry. So long as I'm here, she'll be taken care of. But you need to go, and you'll be healthy and well, and you'll do things, and I don't know if you'll be doing any kind of work. I don't know. But you're going to be so good. And I said, enough is enough. All of this that she went through was a long 4 years for her. And so it's good. It's really, really good. And looks like we have a caller. I don't know who it is. So why don't you just kind of intervene? I like that word. And let me see who this caller is. I'm so good with that word now, right? So go ahead. You pick it up, and then I'll come back.
Okay. So as we listen to Natalie's sharing of her story, and by the way, Mercury being retrograde, I'm sure, is what caused all the plane delays and all that stuff. But as far as all the interventions, you know, we talked about this last time we brought this up, and I wrote a little bit on this as well, and that is that, and this is very often the case when we're into that deeper side of spirituality. And in an intervention, it's not just one person. A spiritual intervention involves, it goes from the very top. Again, you know, you may see that as God. You may just see that as a source of energy. It's unimportant, really, how you claim that or what you term it as. What you recognize it as long as you recognize it. And anybody that's spiritual recognizes something, whether it's just the collective energy. And so it trickles down, and it's reciprocated. So when we are intervening, we're like, if you want to call it, you know, doing or giving a spiritual intervention or spiritually intervening on someone, then there's something that comes back as return to us. And then it kind of goes from there so that all around people are affected. And I believe that, too, there can be long-term influences in energy, things that can happen because of that choice, which is similar to when we spoke about, which was another topic we talked about, the butterfly effect, is that one thing happening can have an impact and can touch the lives of many people. So who's to say where this, and Natalie's story, where it begins or where it ends? She had someone call her, say, you need to leave now. That person was then doing a spiritual intervention, if you will, and that information, and not to take away from her ability whatsoever, but it all comes as they say, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be moved and shifted and changed from one form to another. So it's really interesting. It sounds like Natalie's back. Do we have a caller, Natalie?
Well, we do. Well, we have. She wants to listen. She's really enjoying this. She thanked me for what I said, and I said, well, hopefully it'll give everybody a chance. Something happened to me over the weekend, and I can tell you that. I feel different. I'm writing a story, I'm sure I'll be doing that tomorrow. Today I'm kind of like, you know, it's like not really jet lag, but I'm kind of exhausted just emotionally and everything. But and this morning on the porch, I forgot to tell you this, I have a hummingbird feeder, and no hummingbirds ever come there, you know. And Diane looked at me, and she said, look what's at your feeder. And it was a hummingbird. But this hummingbird went back on a little branch. You can hardly see them. And she said, the hummingbird's just sitting there. I said, oh, maybe that's Barbara. She said, why would you say that? Yeah. I said, because I don't really. Now, I took notice to it also, see. And I said, because they don't usually hang around. They take off, you know, they go flying. They go to the feeder and they take off. But this one stayed for a really long time, probably as long as I stayed out there. So I just thought, I said, maybe that's Barbara telling me I'm here. I'm really here with you. Or I don't know. I think there's more coming for me. But, you know, once you do something and a door opens, I think a door opened for me, something opened, and I was able to carry it through all weekend long, and I still feel the same right now. I just really, really do. And I like to share stories, and just like you do, Maya, because I think people can realize that we are real people and things happen to us, and how do we handle them? Maybe somebody listening to this is going to be in a similar situation, and they're going to be able to handle it because they're going to remember something that we said. And I also should give out the number here that I don't really do as much as I should. But if you'd like to call in and share something that you've had, it's 347-838-9736. And also, Maya, you know, I hear from people that write for the magazine, and they tune in. They've sent somebody in India. Yeah, he's it's not him, it's his partner. And she told me, she sent me an email, and she said, you guys do just a wonderful job. She says, I hope I can tune in all the time. But, you know, our night is their morning, which is okay. And, yes, she complimented us. She just thought it was wonderful. So you don't really know who's tuning in. I don't know until I look at the stats. But as far as somebody, unless you call in and actually connect with me to be on the air, I don't really know. But the shows have been spiked. In other words, we've had a lot of listeners that just like to listen. And hopefully that it's really uplifting. And we're just regular people, you know, but maybe it'll give somebody what I said, a courage to be there for someone. But, you know, you can't force it. It just has to fall into place. And then everything falls into place, and that's exactly what happened. And I will never forget it, and I'm going to carry it with me. And it was a great effort that I did, and I made it, and I did it. And I know it helped her a great deal. I know. You know, I mean, I'm sure she heard me. She must have. She must have.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure. I feel that she did, and that, you know, that's what, I don't know if you heard me, but that's what I was saying, is that the changes in you, and, you know, when we participate in something like that, you know, our spiritual energy, and I'm for those that read the blog, I'm really excited about the new, I call them little series, because I usually write them for about a week, but what I'm talking about is the power of spirit, our soul, and empowerment, and you know, what the influences and that we have, and how we can be, you know, I haven't gotten that far. I just started it today, but you know, like in your case, Natalie, once we rise up to a certain point, I don't believe, from what I've been, what my teachings and my belief system, I don't believe that can be taken from us. So. We can make mistakes, and we can stumble, and sometimes we can find it difficult to climb up those steps, if you will, to get to that pure energy. But I like with you, once you have participated and been involved in something that is pretty spectacular and very spiritual, very, you know, filled with grace, illuminating, enlightening, all those good juicy words, I don't believe you will be the same. And not that you won't miss your friend, but you were able to feel it on such a spiritual level that I do feel there's something that's going to stay with you, and, you know, very, very much so, something that could be completely unrelated to this situation. And I don't want to downplay that someone's crossing or passing is, you know, I don't want to minimize it, but we do have to understand, which I believe this helps you, and I would say more, but I won't at this time on air, and for one thing, my voice too, but, you know, one thing, if we're spiritual people, one thing that I know that I've learned and has been proven to me time and time again is this time on earth is like a grain of sand on the beach. is such a small part of our journey. And when we leave our vessel, our physical body, whatever the next plan is, whether it's to be a spirit guide, whether it's to, if you want to say, work in heaven or work in the spiritual realm, reincarnate, whatever it is, our journey continues, and there's so much more out there. So it's certainly, you know, it's not the end of anything. If anything, it's the beginning. And so that I feel you did gain, too, and I feel that you needed that to be able to be, I don't want to say detached, but yet that is the kind of the word that I think I would use. Because you were there on a mission and you were there as an interventionist, you were able to rise above perhaps some of the emotions you would have had you gone under different circumstances. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. No, you're absolutely right. It was part of it was because of you and Rainbow Rose. I mean, I wanted to go, but I knew I did not want to go after. That was a given. I mean, I knew that. So I think, like you said, part of this was for me, for my growth, and I do feel different, and I can't even explain it, but you know, it's almost like you're on at a level with your with my friend, and you're actually assisting and seeing, not really seeing. I didn't really see anything, but I felt it that I just, if anybody can have a chance to do that, please do it. But you have to, it has to, the timing has to be just right. It just has to fall into place like it did for me. And there was no way I was going to not be there. And because of the way I am, and I just knew from you and from Rainbow Rose that I had to be there, and I just took off like a bird. And I got there, and I did what I had to do and laughed and said some things. And, you know, and my goddaughter came in after the fact, after it all was over, and of course, I didn't know that she had been up in her mother's room while this was all transpiring. And she, I think I said that she gave me some of her jewelry, but I didn't know about it until we went back to her house. And she took me in the room and she says, sit on the floor. She says, I have something for you. And I don't know why she felt she needed to do that. It wasn't necessary. I didn't ask for anything. But we have these matching, I told you, these matching onyx heart necklaces, and they're beautiful, sterling silver, really, really beautiful, and other things she gave me, and she said, and I might be sending you some other stuff, so don't be surprised. Well, that was in her mind to do that. I think she wanted me to have a part of her mother, something, and that was important, too. That was important, too. It was important to her, and you should see how she was glowing because she wanted all of her friends to see what I was wearing, and she put it on me, and I was just so impressed and felt so special that she would think to do that. But she did this while her mother was passing, only she didn't know it because she came down, and I didn't know she had anything. It wasn't until later, like maybe an hour later, when we went back to her house. So yeah, you know, I had a talk with some of her friends while I was there. You know me. I mean, I just speak up. And she went to walk a dog, the neighbor's dog, because the dog just really loves her. And I said, you know, I would really like it if all of you can kind of hang around her, not hover around her, but just be there for her, call her on, you know, see if she's okay,
yeah,
and all of that. Because, you know, I said right now she's kind
of
like in another zone. And
she's,
it's going
to
come down on her, and I'm not going to be here.
Right.
You know, I can't be there to hug her and hold her. And, I could just feel her holding me so tight that she was just so happy I was there. I knew I didn't make a mistake, not one moment while I was there. This was right. It was so right to do. And And so if anybody ever gets a chance and you want to do that, do it. It'll change you in some way. It's changed me. You know, and I, of course, told everybody about the mediums that I have and what they did. And I know you and Ricky both were sending me lots of energy. I mean, it was, that was a given to me, I knew. And, yeah, so now we go on.
I mean,
and we
do. It's a hard thing. It's a very difficult thing. So there's just so many factors. And to me, spirituality is like a tree, you know, the base or the core of spirituality is the roots and the trunk of the tree, and then there's all the branches. And so you have all these different elements, and one is that Heather probably, I probably shouldn't have said the name, but that's okay. But the daughter just may not have been in a position to be able to do what you did with Grace, just because of the attachment, and because it's, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you're involved in the field anyway, so you have that going for you. Plus, you were able to have enough detachment, but it was of the higher. It wasn't a detachment in the sense of not caring,
right,
or not being
right.
close to her. It was definitely. See, I would compare that. In a sense, which doesn't happen often to humans, but it does happen to us. We do have those experiences where, for a short time, we are more spirit than human. So we're
right.
working on that very high level, and we're maintaining that level because we have a mission, and it's not just serving. You know, you didn't just serve your friend, but there was all these other people, and I mean, to me, that's what's so amazing. And so for those that are listening, even if you don't have this particular situation, if you have someone that is struggling and you're not able to get through normal channels by, you know, talking to them, try going through their spiritual energy. And if you don't know how to do that, one of the biggest ways you can accomplish that is just by having that as your intention, and then meditating. If you pray, you can certainly pray, but if you can't reach them through religion or through, you know, come on, you'll meet someone new, or you'll find a better job, or you'll find a place to live, whatever they might be facing, or if they're just going through a bad, sometimes we just have times and certain years that, you know, are just difficult for us emotionally and spiritually, especially if we become disconnected. So if you just have that as your intention and you just think, you know, I want to intervene spiritually with this person because I know that's the highest we can get. And whenever we are coming from the highest point, we are going to have some amount and some element of success. So when we've exhausted all other avenues to try to assist someone, whether it's someone passing or just someone that's hit a rough time, if you work on that as your intention, and then just, you know, just keep and you can, I mean, you can send them that energy, just like you were saying, Natalie, that you felt you were having energy sent to you. We can send other people energy just by our thoughts, that they reconnect and that they mm-hmm. are, you know, that their spiritual being becomes empowered and is able to take over and be the dominant factor in their life during this time or this crisis or this moment or this day or this week or whatever the case may be. Because you will feel. It may not be as dramatic as what you felt and your particular situation. I don't think things that significant and profound happen to humans that often. But I do believe that we as humans have many opportunities where we can intervene spiritually, but we just don't often recognize, you know, we go for the emotional or the, you know, sometimes the tough love snap out of it, or sometimes, like I said, you know, the well, this, you know, you got to have faith and this is going to happen and you got to do that, and talking to them. And sometimes that doesn't work, which is why you were talking about your cat and why animals, and there's certain animals that are more so. I mean, a duck isn't going to really be able to offer that. But, you know, cats, dogs, horses, birds,
yeah.
There's certain species that they do that. They can heal us and help us. They can do a spiritual intervention, and they can't even talk. I mean, they have no language, but they're able to do that. So we have the power to do that, and it's something and you can do it for yourself too, and it works the same way. You just send out that intention, and you continue to be convicted with that, and eventually you will find some grace, and you'll find some peace and harmony. I mean, everything does take time. So I believe that, yes, you were supposed to be there. You were picked, chosen to be the one, because you were the one that could do the best for her and to serve her family, those, especially her daughter, who, you know, you're kind of a cross between, you know, like a parental figure and a friend. So kind of like a sisterly energy, a mentor, certainly, someone she loves, but someone that she also, you know, feels comfortable and open enough that she could tell you things. So not like she might feel with an actual mother or sister, where she would, you know, be too guarded and be afraid, well, I'll be judged if I say this. She knows that you're not going to judge her.
No, it's a completely different relationship than she had with her mother. And, this came to me, I guess I wasn't thinking, is that sometimes, and I know I've said this to you, I always say, what is God saving me for? And I guess I have my answer.
Yeah,
God
says,
he's saving me to do the things like I did for my friend and to go on and do other things. And Rainbow Rose said something to me today. She said, well, I'm going to tell you this. She said, because of this that happened to you, you can bet and almost count on it that God has something very special coming your way, because you took upon yourself a person and you helped to lift them up. And she said, it doesn't always happen that way. It's not. And she said that to me. She said, you're always asking, what is God saving me for? You know, what is, I don't really know what my purpose is. Yeah, to lead all these beautiful people and to have a site, but I'm always looking for more. And she said, well, I think you got your answer. And she said, you're going to see now, things are going to be happening. You're going to start recognizing things really fast when before you didn't notice them before. I mean, you know how you do. I always say, and you'll hear me say this, if you don't do it, you don't do it. If you do it, you do it. Well, you know, maybe that's true for me. Maybe now I'm more aware of this. And then today, I get this book from one of the publicists on how to connect with your spirit guides.
Oh, how
today.
Funny.
How to,
yeah.
It's a beautiful book. It's small. Sometimes I'll tell the publicist, I mean, some books get sent to Rainbow Rose, who does reviews, but sometimes I'll say, do you think you could send me one? You know, and because I put it in and there is no charge, there's no fee to be inserted in the magazine, they just, whatever you need, absolutely. And I got this today of all days. So that was another, but you see, that was another thing that came to me telling me something. To look into this, I feel, you know, because you do this and Rainbow Rose does this. And I always say, well, I think my guides are on vacation. They're doing something. They're out on a boat somewhere having a good time. And because I don't ever hear and I don't see, and it's, I would love it. But I think this has opened apart something, I don't even know, but I feel it's opened something for me so that now I can start to view things a little differently, like I did the hummingbird and other things. And I will continue on. And if I'm needed again, I will be there again. So I don't know, but it was very special for me, and I'm very blessed that it happened to me and that I had the courage. And but I was on a mission. I mean, there wasn't anything going to stop me. And my son made sure of that, that I got there, and we, you know, we did what we did, and he stayed with me the whole time. He never left me. He's very gifted, too, and he's a very special man. So he's a lot like I am. He doesn't like to admit it because he's a man, you know. Well, oh, I don't know if I believe in all this stuff. Well, after he saw what I did and how I was with her, he knew. It opened him up a little bit, too, you know. So now kind of maybe he's a believer, too, that, you know, everybody questions, oh, is this really real? Is this, am I just dreaming or whatever? No, it's real. You must believe in things that you cannot see. You have to. And I say it all the time, and I'm writing this story about a woman and a lion, and a big one. And but it's kind of a magical story, but I'm taking my time. What I'm doing with it is I'm just, if I get the urge to write, I just go into my, in Word, and I just start typing. It's not going in order, but I'm putting it out there, because I don't want to lose what I'm getting, you know. And I think perhaps I'm going to start writing a lot more, because I think it has a meaning and it has a story to tell. And it does. I mean, it's about me, but I'm the woman in it, but still, it'll reflect upon other people. So, yeah, but I'm really tired today, and I'm going to just take good care of myself. That's it, you know. And and I have all these beautiful purses and, I mean, beautiful, you know, Coach. And Heather just gave me a whole bag. We had trouble putting it into our bags. But she said, well, if you can't take it home, I'm going to send it tomorrow. But we got it all in my son's bag. He just jammed everything in there, and it worked out just perfect, just exactly like it was supposed to. And that's another thing. You have to remember that things work out the way they're supposed to. And there could be a hidden reason, and you don't even know yet. But keep your eyes open and believe.
Which is why you have to have faith.
That's right. It's all about the faith. You must have the faith. And I was telling Ricky today, you know, about learning things when I was a little girl and all of that. And my son spent so much time with my granddaughter, you know, working with stuff. And I said to her, I said, you know, I didn't have any help. And I don't even know how I did what I did. I'm a really good reader. I read a special way. And, I guess, like you and I have said, I had some angels with me or archangels with me guiding me along. Okay, come on, just go read this book. Go do this. Don't do this. I don't even know. But my whole life has been kind of like that. And maybe the crystal that I saw back in 1982 had a special meaning for something like this. I was going to be doing something like this. Maybe I'll be doing even more things, maybe not quite like that, but something. I hope so. I can handle it. I'm really very level right now. I feel really good. Ricky said, Rainbow Rose, she said to me, you are just, your energy is so good right now. And she said, it's calm. But it's building and it's strong, so that's a nice feeling. And I know you feel the same way about it. So I talked most of the hour, but we thought I would anyways because of what had happened to me. And I'm really pleased that it did, that I was able to fulfill what I was given. That's another thing. Sometimes you really can't. But I felt of the divine. I was doing divine stuff at that moment with her. I just knew it, and I felt it. And I felt God's presence with me. And if you have a chance to do it, do it. It will make you feel so special. It really will. So, you know, that's my story, and already it's 8:59. We're going to do this again, and I hope everybody tunes in, listens to this. I know Candy's going to start pumping this out, and I'm going to send it out over Twitter like I always do, but then she takes it and she runs with it, and she's so great. And Candy, we love you. Of course, you're in that room, and you talk to people and send different kinds of things, and she runs little, what I call macros. They used to be called macros, and she She does all of that. And, of course, you, Maya Moon, you've really helped me on my path. And I recommend STARS. I mean, even though I own it, I'm telling you, I have so many gifted people, and that's starsofthezpsychics.com. You won't miss out. I mean, so many reviews, and this is another thing for the site. You know, we're going to be expanding some things, and you know about it, and Rainbow Rose knows about it, making it much better for audio. Classes, we're going to be doing classes. That's awesome. And we can do as many as we want at whatever time we want. They can be going at the same time. It's not going to matter. So we have to look forward to that, and we'll do a lot of promotion with that. So with that, I guess, you know, yeah, you want to say your goodbyes, Maya? Or?
Yes, I'm pretty much done. I wish everyone, I'm glad, you know, that we were able to share this experience, and I wish everyone a very spiritual rest of their week and month, and we'll see you next Monday with another great topic, and much love to everyone, and may everyone be blessed. And with that, good night.
Okay, and I love you a whole lot, Maya Moon, and also, you know, look at her blog tomorrow. She will do something about tonight, so you won't miss it. I got us into a lot of blog places. We got approved. I knew we would. You know, but sometimes you just don't know how picky people are, but we did. I got notifications. There's four of them that we got approved on, so, and they're really nice ones, and so they'll pick up that blog and they'll post it. So, you know, when I do Pinterest and I do LinkedIn and I do Twitter, well, I just do Twitter and then it goes to Facebook, but that's what you have to do. But we do everything of the light, and you're not going to miss by going to STARS. You really won't, and I take really good care of everybody. So, Candy, I love you. Maya Moon, I love you, and we'll see all of you next week. Please come back same time, same station, and we'll have another great topic posted. And with that, I'm going to say good night and goodbye.
Good night. Good night.